Search and rescue efforts resume today as soon as the sun comes up on the scene of a landslide about 50 miles north of Seattle. This slide wiped out part of a small town a couple of days ago, killing at least 8 people. And authorities are not sure how many people are still missing. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Imagine a narrow valley in the Cascade foothills, the kind of valley with a highway that's squeezed in along the river, with just enough room for a couple of dozen homes tucked in among the trees. Now imagine one of the hillsides looming above decides to let go.
We thought it was just a car accident at first, and then getting around the corner, and there's a house in the middle of the road.
That's Sierra Sandsaver, who encountered the edge of the landslide right after it happened on Saturday morning.
I got down there, and the neighbor was like, I don't know how this happened, what is going on? And then everybody started showing up, and they started hearing a little kid screaming, and they found a 6-month-old baby.
The baby was medevaced to Seattle, and all weekend long, more helicopters flew up and down the valley, searching for more survivors and just trying to get a better view of the enormous debris field. It's roughly 1 square mile of mud, trees, and crushed houses. Several survivors were helped out on Saturday, but by Sunday afternoon, things looked grim. Fire Chief Travis Hotz reported no signs of life and only one more body.
The person that we found out there that's deceased is still out there and mostly buried in the mud, so it's going to take quite a bit of time to get that person out of there.
That shows just how treacherous the debris field is. Rescue efforts were suspended for a time while the experts tried to guess the likelihood that the whole thing might move downstream. And that caution may have come at a price. John Lovick is the Snohomish County Executive.
With respect to hearing voices, one of the things that we were in fact told is that there were noises in that area. People were calling out, and we made the decision, I should say, our fire chief, Travis Hotz, made the decision that it was too risky to put people in that area.
Lovick says after Saturday night, there were no more reports of voices. The other big worry for the authorities is what one called the possibility of a disaster within a disaster. As the river water built up behind the debris field, they warned that the whole thing could collapse suddenly and flash flood the valley. Sarah Arney's house is about 6 miles downstream.
They were talking evacuation already at noon, but I thought that I would just wait till I see water come around the bend of my house. And then when it got dark, I got nervous, so I came to town and stayed with a friend.
But 24 hours later, the feared flash flood had not materialized, and it looked increasingly unlikely. Still, Arnie is nervous about living below such an unpredictable phenomenon.
The river's still blocked and the river's still backing up behind, so we don't know how it's going to come through. You know, is it just going to creep over the top or is it going to gush through? We still don't really know that.
Safety officials say the river water now seems to be working its way through the debris field gradually. That's just what they hope for. But the area is hardly stable, and rescue crews still face considerable danger as they venture back out onto the debris field to probe for what's underneath. Martin Costi, NPR News.